The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
Welcome to episode number 5 of the North Pole Podcast. My name is Elf Crash Murphy, and I work as a reporter who follows Santa around the world on his annual Christmas flight. You'll hear me again this year, as always, on Kringle Radio when Santa takes off on his epic journey that lasts, well, nearly 2 full days. It's my elf job, and I love to do it. In fact, this episode of the North Pole Podcast is all about working as an elf. Becoming an elf and being an elf is perhaps the most asked about thing we get here at the North Pole, and, well, we hope this episode answers a lot of your questions about that. Joining me to have this discussion are two important elves at the North Pole. First is my partner in the news business here at the North Pole, Elf Frank Murr. Frank, how long did it take you to become a reporter elf?
Oh, a long time, Crash. I think that's probably the first thing a person needs to learn about elfhood at the North Pole. Training takes a long, long time.
Okay, we'll talk about that some more, but first let me introduce my second guest, Elf Hugo Slavia, Postmaster General at the North Pole and another longtime elf. Elf Hugo, the North Pole Post Office isn't the first elf job you've ever had, is it?
Oh my goodness, I work so many elf jobs, I've lost count.
Well, how long have you been an elf, Hugo?
Not that long, really. About 200 years now.
That doesn't seem all that long to you, Hugo, but to an 8-year-old kid, that's forever. How old were you when you knew you wanted to be an elf?
Oh, I was maybe that same age, 8 or 9, maybe. Santa Claus came to my house and filled my stocking. I knew then that that was the kind of work for me.
Well, how did that happen, Hugo? How did you go from being a kid to being an elf?
Well, I wasn't a kid when I became an elf. Never had that opportunity. Kids today do, but I didn't. It wasn't until after I had a family of my own and my kids were grown up that I became an elf.
What did you do to support your family? You must have had jobs and made your transition to an elf easier. What experience did you gain in the world that helped you become an elf?
I was a blacksmith. Most people today don't know what that is, but I made things with my hands, usually things to help with animals, like horses.
Well, with those kind of skills, did you then work for the reindeer department when you became an elf?
No, my first job as an elf was what they called then a fire boy.
My goodness, what's a fire boy?
My job was to keep the fires burning. It was needed for heat, because you know the North Pole gets very cold, but it was also kept as well for boiling water and for making things.
Oh, I get it. You had to do that as a blacksmith, too, so you knew a lot about fire.
Yes, Santa can recognize experience and talent when he sees it. I wasn't surprised when he put me to work there at all. But Santa also recognizes you as needing new skills, and he always gives experience and opportunities so that an elf can grow.
So how many different jobs have you had at the North Pole?
Oh, dozens of them. I worked in the bakery for many years. I was a frosting schlepper. I also worked for a time in the sleigh department, also in the wrapping department, a department where I eventually became the head elf. Then a few years back, Santa asked me to run the North Pole Post Office.
With all that experience, Hugo, do you have any advice for those many children who ride in wanting to become an elf?
Yes, there are today many paths to becoming an elf. But kids today, they want things to go so fast, and the elf world just doesn't work that way. I didn't become a North Pole elf right away. It took me years. All my own children were grown before it happened for me.
Time as an elf seems to be different, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. A lot of people think it's all Christmas all the time for an elf, and I guess in some ways it is, but the truth is it just feels that way because a year really isn't all that long, and Christmas comes every year. For a youngster who isn't even 10 years old, that's a crazy idea.
Hugo, I get a little frustrated when these little kids I get to meet ask me questions like, how can I get a ride on Santa's sleigh? They get their feelings hurt when it doesn't happen. What do you say to them?
Yep, those are tough situations. The hardest lesson any elf has to learn is that being an elf is all about others. You cannot have a selfish thought. Some think, well, it's not so much to ask, just a little sleigh ride. Am I not a good person? Do I not deserve that? Why won't Santa give me a ride? The lesson Santa keeps trying to teach me and all the elves is that it is never about yourself. If you want things like that to happen to you, you have to make magic happen for others. Forget yourself, Santa always says. Just go to work thinking about making others happy. And before you know it, you're happy and magic is happening to you.
Hugo, working in the post office, a lot of people out there know who you are. Do you ever get letters from people?
I do, but not like you and young Crash over there. You two get mail like nobody's business.
Well, I knew I'd get the mail because I see it, but I never knew Frank over there gets mail. Why would people ever write to Frank?
Well, I'd like to know the answer to that, too, Hugo. I never knew I got letters at the North Pole post office. Why don't I see them?
Well, the letters are not necessarily to you, Frank. They're about you. Some children cannot even write yet, so they send letters to the North Pole and they draw things. And being on the radio like you two knuckleheads are every Christmas, they draw pictures of you. Well, what am I supposed to do with those?
I never knew that, Hugo. Why didn't you tell us that sooner? I'd love to see some of those.
Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. In pictures, kids tend to draw you the way they see you in their minds. You, Crash, are always drawn as a happy young elf, probably younger than you really are. And Frank over there, well, to tell you the truth, they always draw him quite a bit older.
Well, that's no surprise, Hugo. Frank is kind of like an old piece of moldy bread. That's how I would draw him if I were writing letters to the North Pole.
Okay, Hugo, I can take it. What do I look like compared to the pictures?
Well, for some reason, the kids tend to see you with black hair, Frank.
Really? Like Elvis?
Well, sort of. Well, not really.
Maybe you're right, Hugo. Maybe we should just keep that to yourself and never show those letters to anyone.
Crash, you only say that because you don't even have any hair.
Yeah, well, if they knew all about your gray hair, maybe they wouldn't draw pictures at all.
To be honest with you, boys, I know those letters, like most we get, are really intended for Santa. He takes those drawings around to senior centers around the world, and they really help cheer people up. You see, it's never about you. That's the first rule of being an elf, right?
Right, Hugo. Thanks for that reminder, and thanks for being with us here on the North Pole Podcast. Frank, what happens in our next episode?
On our next episode, we are talking the real elf work of being a tracker elf, Crash. This is right up your alley, and it should be a good discussion.
Thank you, Frank. I look forward to that. And that wraps it up for us here on episode number 5. Please join us daily between now and Christmas for continuing news coverage of Santa and Operation Merry Christmas, found exclusively at SantaUpdate.com. We are, of course, the oldest online resource for all things Santa, including Santa tracking. We've been doing it online since 1991, which is, of course, the beginning of time. You can find us at SantaUpdate.com, TrackingSanta.net, SantaTracking.org, SantaTrackers.net, JingleKringle.com, KringleRadio.com, and of course on thousands of radio stations around the world. On behalf of Elf Hugo and Elf Frank Murr over there and all the merry crew at the North Pole, I'm Elf Crash Murphy for SantaUpdate.com. Merry Christmas.